Hello, hello, hello. This is Private Talk Podcast, and we are back with another episode for season two. Private Talk. Today, we have the pleasure of having content creator, comedian, Damn Homie. Girl. Thank you for coming on Private Talk. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, coming on the couch. We want to get to know all about you. What have you been up to? I know you're here in LA. Are you just shooting new content? What have you been up to, Miss?
We're working on a show right now, and I have like a bunch of things that we have to shoot that we're gonna reveal in like a week, maybe in the 2 weeks. But I don't know. Ever since I got here, it's the vibe is very different. I'm not gonna lie. Like I
good,
came here work.
Bad, different. Like you seem like you're like a little kid in a candy store, so that seems kind of good. But I feel like there's a but after that.
Okay, so like I come here to film all this content. And day one, so I got, I had to be in North Hollywood because we have to be near where we're shooting. But I wanted to stay somewhere nicer than the last time. We were at the Hilton. There was no room service. So I'm like, bro, what the hell's going on here? But I'm not from here, so I don't know what the good hotels are. And everyone that's suggesting hotels to me, they send me to, like, hotels where they bring a bitch one time to fuck, I guess, or something. Because I'm like, maybe you're, so we're at the W.
It's their jump-off hotel.
Yeah, but bro, like, I'm not here to fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here to, like, work.
You're here to do your business. You're here to be here and, like, do all your content. Yeah. So, what happened? I feel like there's a story coming.
Okay, so I'm in front of the W. I literally lit up a blunt, not even 30 seconds of me being downstairs, and some white guy just starts running towards me. Like, we were in fucking Dawn of the Dead or something.
Like, just straight towards you.
Yeah, like, I'm not even a block away, and I already noticed, like, something's off. And something told me, like, am I high? Because I was really, like, not in a good mood. And
you're like, but wait, I just fucking lit this blunt. You're like, it can't be that fucking high. I know you're in, like, a different, you know, surroundings. But, you know, you live in, you know, Brooklyn, you know, right? So you kind of, like, get that sense of street smarts. Like, something's maybe off.
Yeah. But it's like, I hate those people that go, like, oh, the vibe's off. But the vibe really was off.
So like, what happened? He just ran at you. Did you move out of the way? Did he stop? Did he assault you? Did he, like, come up to you? Did he want to smoke your blunt? Like, what happened?
No, he definitely didn't want no blunt. Like, and the way he was coming at me, it was, like, so weird. Like, you know when you could feel someone that just wants to take your phone or someone that just wants money? Mm-hmm. He didn't have that vibe. The way he was walking towards me, it was, like, creepy almost. So my dumbass,
like, staring at you creepy because you're an attractive female, you know what I mean? And, like, that kind of vibe? Or just have, like,
I was wearing a hoodie with my hood up and a mask. All you saw was, like, hair. I had no makeup on. Like, leggings and a hoodie that covered my ass. All you see is legs and blonde hair. And this guy just starts coming at me. So I don't know why. The part of me is like, maybe you're high, maybe you're bugging. But I'm not. There's, like you said, you're from New York. You could tell something's off. So I literally run inside the lobby screaming with a lip blunt in my hand. Like, yo, what the fuck? Some guy's fucking chasing me. And the manager, this piece of fucking shit, goes, oh, you can't come in here with a fucking blunt. And I'm like,
you're like, I'll pay the $250 fee. Give me.
I didn't give a shit. I was like, bro, like, what the hell's wrong with you? So they go outside and they're like, where is he? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Is that him? So I look and I'm like, the guy was still standing there. The way I noticed I wasn't crazy is when I started running towards the lobby, instead of just running straight up the stairs, there's like a ramp. My high ass went running up the ramp. Like the worst possible fucking thing I could. I was better off like running towards him.
Yeah.
So I'm running up the ramp. And he's walking up the stairs. So by the time I reach the top, we're at the same thing. So I run inside and I start screaming. This motherfucker goes in front and just sits there to wait till I guess I ran inside and he was going to follow me in. When I called the lobby, they called security. The security came and they saw he was standing in front. They all went downstairs to talk to him. So we go upstairs and I'm freaking out because I'm like, bro, when I knew he wasn't bugging, when I wasn't bugging, is when I started running, he started screaming, where are you going? Come back. Why would you be screaming that at
scary,
me?
Scary, yeah.
For no reason. So I go upstairs and I'm like, bro, like, we need to change hotels. Like, I'm not staying in this area because it's like,
it's like, just sketchy. And it's not, you know, it's not safe. You're a female. You're by yourself. You just never know, you know, what could happen. Especially, you know, right now, everything in the world is so crazy. People have nothing to lose. People are getting robbed on Rodeo Boulevard for wearing nice watches. Like, all kinds of things that you just don't really know. You just have to be more cautiously aware. So is that the end of that? You changed hotels and?
Nah, like my thing was like, you know, my man was like, why did you come downstairs like without your friend? But my thing is like, even if me and Nicola were downstairs,
it still would have happened.
It would have happened still. And it would have been a higher chance he would have grabbed one of us. My thing is where I'm from, I'm not afraid to go to any neighborhood. I've never ran from a man before in my life, and I've had people punch me in my face before, like a grown ass man. I've never ran away.
Yeah.
For me to fucking run, something was off.
And well, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry that your trip started off that way. I'm hoping that you moved to a new hotel. You're getting a better vibe. You're doing away with all of that stuff, because that's definitely like a fucked up way to start your trip.
No, so I apologize. Every day something happens. But it's not even an LA thing, because I think it's just whatever's going on, I guess, is like starting to really
attract to you.
No, it's really starting to like look real to me, because I feel like when you have money, you have clout, almost you have like your
own
shit
going on.
You mean
like you kind of like almost live in a bubble, or?
I almost feel like I live in a bubble and I don't realize that there's real shit going on and people are really fucking having to rob other people at
this
point.
Well, damn, homie, we just became friends and we're going to get to know each other a little bit more. But I'm going to tell you, you always have to be aware. You being from, living in New York and having all that stuff too, you just have to be aware, regardless of, being a female and being somebody in the media or being just a female in general. You know what I mean? And some guys as well, too. It's just, you just never know, because they're looking for an easy come up. And especially somewhere where you're not, like, you don't really know. You know, like you said, it's somewhere that's not familiar territory. Not that you're afraid to be in those things, but it's also, you just gotta protect yourself, young lady. You're doing really well. You're doing, you're successful. You're out here doing, you're shooting, you said, a TV show. So we gotta keep you safe.
Yeah. I'm not even worried about that. It's more like I left my box cutter in the kitchen. But I want that shit back.
That's so New York. That's so New York. Yeah. But the same thing too is it's just not even to having to have that for you as well. That's just, safety reasons.
I need a weapon. Like, bro, if a grown ass crackhead is going to come after me, like, and they're so aggressive. Like, that's the thing. We have bums, but they're so chill. Like, they're like, what's up? Like, here, they're like,
it's different.
Stop running, but it's different. I love LA, though.
But I love LA. Well, we're hoping that we're going to give you some sprinkle and some better memories. Private Talk's going to give you a good taste in your mouth, not a bad taste. So, yes. Yeah. So, talk about what other things did you have going on? You said you're shooting a TV show. What kind of new content are you coming out with? You have an OnlyFans. You have all these projects going on. When do you, have time not to work?
Yeah, OnlyFans is definitely a wonderful thing. I think when I first made one, I had a lot of people that were very judgy. And like, I was like, all my friends were doing it. So it kind of like pushed me to do it, because I was making skits, making fun of OnlyFans girls. And I didn't want them to think it was like me coming at them. So I have no problem making fun of myself. Mm-hmm. Me making one, I had a lot of people that were like, oh, you think you're still going to get taken as a comedian seriously and be an OnlyFans girl, but you could do whatever you want. I'm a woman. You don't have to just be one thing. You don't have to just have a personality. You could be everything. You could be sexy, funny, and like all my comedy's always been very sexual, but that's because I think I find humor in like the fact that sex could be really awkward sometimes. Mm-hmm. And
well, I think it feels like, I mean, I'm not an OnlyFans member of yours yet, but it's one of those things that that it seems like it's on brand to what you already kind of already doing. You know what I mean? Like you said, if your content is a little bit more racier, then why not do, what makes you feel good? And if you're making a lot of money on it and doing it, being successful, why not? I feel like nowadays with all the social media apps and things that, we have at our, disposal, it's like being a brand, you just, you have to be a part of it or you're going to get left out.
Yeah.
And, we didn't do this for it to get left out.
Do you feel like nowadays it's easier for girls to just do, filming themselves, and they don't get as much flag as like you used to back in the day?
I think it's still always going to be a stigma. It's always going to be, I came from the adult entertainment business. I've been in the business for over 10 years. Even me not even shooting film for the last 3 or 4 years. I always say, I don't know now what it is, but it's like 4 years. I'll always get stigmatized in that genre. But it's again, it's in a day now where it's like, you can pretty much see regular sex scenes on mainstream TV or, and things like that. So it's like, it's more accepted, but people are still going to point your finger at you. They're going to point your finger at anything you do. So for me, it's like, if you feel good doing it and you enjoy doing it, then that's all that matters. If I can sleep every day at night and I'm fine, then, exactly. It's your moral code and your moral compass on everybody. To each his own is my motto. If it works for you, then it works for you. If it doesn't affect my life, then I don't, it doesn't really, it's not really my business.
Yeah. It sucks with the stigma though, because to me, it's like, there's like a few people that are legendary. Like to me, I think of you as like a legend almost.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate that. Well, that's the thing. It's like, in the beginning, I will say that, and I've talked about it on the show, and I've had several girls that didn't even come from any kind of adult kind of anything at all and joined doing OnlyFans, and kind of, you could see that the taste, it was kind of like still looked down upon, like, oh, but you did this. And for me, it's, I kind of was offended in the beginning, but for me, I realized that as being an entrepreneur and a woman in the industry, it's everybody has their own lane and everybody can accept, you know, each other and also do what they want to do and not be affected by anybody else. It's just how well you do it. And I think that also with all these apps and things like that now too, it's showing people that you have to really have a personality to stick, you know, and sell that brand. You know, I'm sure, you know, doing skits and doing, you know, your comedy, stuff like that, you know, you really had to show who you were and for people to get to really know you and get to a place where you have a million fans, you know, that are on your Instagram.
Yeah. But I've been around for like 2.5 years.
But it takes time, you know what I mean? And everything, you know, anything good and worth having in life, I feel like you have to do those, put those, you know, time, put that time in, put that work in and build those stepping stones.
Yeah. I do think like had I started earlier, I probably wouldn't have been ready because I don't know if I was strong enough at like 22 to do what I do now. Like, I think you have to go through a lot of shit and get to a place where you don't give a shit about anyone's opinion and you see the bigger picture. Like, the only thing that really matters is your family and the people, you know, people show themselves like who they are and stuff.
So if you could give advice to a younger you or even anybody coming up in your industry, the type of work that you do, what advice would you give to that person?
Anyone coming up, I tell them the same thing. If I could do it in 2.5 years, why can't you? Never say like, oh, I want to do it, but I can't, or no excuses. Always tell yourself, if she could do it, why can't I? It doesn't matter if you're rapping or whatever you're doing, just as long as you put your all into it.
Manifest it to make it happen.
No, that's real shit, because anything, any goal I've set for this year, it's coming true. Mm-hmm. But
that's awesome.
All of them were very unrealistic. That's why I'm a little confused as to why it's coming true. But the more I feel like success I'm getting, it's like the more friends I lose.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes they say that that's what happens, like growing pains, you know, and when you elevate yourself, you sometimes see that, you know, it's not that something may have happened, but sometimes you just outgrow people and that's okay too. And you got to just learn when to let go and learn that it's okay to just have no bad, well, you know, ill will to that person. But, you know, it's time for me to move on and keep on, you know, doing successful things. So how do you, with all the chaos going on, how do you keep yourself grounded? How do you keep yourself structured where you're actually like, you know, maintaining, doing your content skits? Because that's not easy. It's a lot of work.
I think my father, like I call him in the morning, like we speak every day for a couple of hours. And then if I'm ever, like I just know that family's first, no matter what. And
so do they fully support what you do? Everything from your OnlyFans to your comedy stuff? Are they like really like... active in your career? Do they support you, go to your shows? What kind of stuff are they involved?
Yeah, like my father just, he supports anything I do. Like, he was like one of the first people I even told that I made an OnlyFans, and he was like, so hire a stripper. Like, if you're gonna twerk, you know, like really learn how to
don't
do
be half-assed at it. Go, mm-hmm. Go in there and do what you gotta do and make it look good,
because he's like, who cares? Like, everyone's naked on camera nowadays. Yeah. Like, but not everyone makes money. Like, if you could make money from it, why would you not?
But I'm sure that's a good feeling to have somebody, you know, like your father, a big role in your life, have that supportive figure in your life to be like, you know what, go ahead and do it. Do it, be a cheerleader. Like, because that's also all those self-instilled things is why who you are today, and probably have that thick skin when you have people, not everybody probably likes your comedy stuff. They're going to say negative things to you. Like, how do you deal with the negative feedback from fans?
I love it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I smoke weed. That's kind of how, that's how I keep myself grounded. You just smoke, like nothing.
Medicate
bothers you
yourself. I like it.
Yeah. A lot. Moon rocks, fucking, what's the other shit? The green shit that they put around it. Bro, that's one thing I love about LA. The second I come here, it's like, it really is a candy store. Like it's the flakes, the wax, the keef.
Okay, oh, yeah. Keef.
Keef.
Yes.
What is that? Shake.
Yeah,
I'm not excited for shake.
I'm like trying to think in my head. I'm like, what else? Normally, I have a bunch of weed, but I don't have any weed at the moment. With COVID going on, it's kind of crazy. So we can't. Usually, we're just having a smoke session and doing all.
Yeah,
these
now
things.
It's like you have to have a smoke session with everyone holding their own blunt.
Yeah, so it's like yeah. But yes, but we will smoke together one day. I promise. Yeah. Yes.
So weed, like I smoke, and then I just read the comments. And
that's so does that fuel you to, that's where you get your like your inspiration to go like not, I guess, not troll them, but like come back at them as like a comeback. And that's like how you do your like base your skits off of, or how does that really work?
I just never like the thing is,
or you just don't take it serious.
I love it. Like, I don't take it seriously at all, because I know that a lot of times negativity is what's going to get you popping. Mm-hmm. I think that's what really got me here, because a lot of people are like, she's trash. But this, you know, then why are you guys still here?
Yeah.
You know?
You're watching still.
Yeah.
So why don't you click that subscription button and give me some more money? Thank you very much.
Not just, like, I don't know. How do I say it correctly? Like, I did what, like 10 years ago, I did a magazine. I think it was King Magazine. And I talked to the editor-in-chief afterwards, and I said, you know, I didn't really get that much hate mail. And he said, that's not good. You want the hate. So I, after that, I always thought, like, is he right? So the only one I really got hate was, like, Dre and Michelle. That's around the time when she started dating, like, Chris Brown after the whole Rihanna thing. And, like, people went after her so bad. She didn't do anything. All she was doing was dating somebody. But people was came at her so hard that out of all the girls that were in that magazine, she's the only one till this day that's still relevant. Any other girl isn't. And if you had to think about the shit she endured at the time, like, it was a lot. And she was young as fuck. She's still young.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, one of those things, like I say, you have to have tough skin, because it's like you get this perception put on you and a stigma put on your back, and it's like you're targeted. And no, regardless of all these people who don't even know you, who are fans, then judge you off of that.
Yeah.
And it's not anybody's truth. It's just made up truth.
I think just you're going to keep yourself guarded just by knowing that your family's priority. Like, as long as they're good and they're healthy, I don't care. And
so what is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
From my dad or just anything?
Just in general. It could be from, you know, relationships. It could be business. Just anything in general.
Do things and then forget about it. Like, my manager used to always say, I could buy a bitch a Chanel bag today. And, like, if she doesn't ever want to see me again, I'm not going to want it back. Do it. And don't ever come back to people and say, well, I did this and that for you. Do shit and forget about it. And then, because if you're going to expect people to ever do anything back, you're going to be waiting for a long fucking time. Because people, they're not looking at it the same way as you. They're not going to have the same heart as you. And you're going to go out of your way a million times. Okay, this is the best lesson that I learned from him. We went to play tennis. And he had, like, really nice new sneakers. And I'm like, no, let me go buy you, like, Nike so you don't ruin your shoes. I got him shoes. I made sure to give him my racket. I got, like, one of the usable ones. We're playing, and I lose by 1 point, $5,000. We played best out of three. So afterwards, I was like, damn, how did I lose? I used to be a pro when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I wasn't paying attention. And he, as soon as the lesson was done, he said, stop helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you went out of your way making sure I was good when you should have let the fact that I was fucked up and I had, like, these uncomfortable shoes, you should have let me play in them.
Yeah, no, that's a hard fact to, like, you have to kind of think, is because I'm sure, you know, you're obviously nurturing. You want to, like, do a good thing for other people. But then when you do that, you shortcome yourself.
Always. I think, especially as a woman, you're like, why am I doing everything almost? But another thing is just being around other boss bitches that is just, I think women really, other women that I've seen accomplish things and things that weren't easy, I'm always attracted to that just because I'm like, that's who I want to be.
And I believe that it's one of those things that you have to, you know, keep yourself around people that you want to not necessarily emulate, but get, you know, the knowledge from, the, you know, the drive from, the dedication to, like, keep going. Because if you put yourself around people who aren't as driven, it can sometimes, you know, show in that as well. And it kind of, like, dampers that whole thing. So I'm very good about, like, motivating, like, keeping a tight circle that's uplifting you at all times.
It's like how you chill with four losers, you're going to be the fifth one. Chill around four winners, you're, like...
Dropping knowledge, private talk. You better be liking, you better comment to this episode because we are getting to know a little bit more about Dan Homie. So if people came with a warning label, what would yours be?
Oh, this bitch is bipolar. Literally. If my shit had to have, like, a warning, yeah, run. But I'd be telling people that and they don't. Like, if I start dating someone, I'm like, bro, I'm bipolar. I'm crazy. I don't think you understand. Just leave now. And they're like, oh, no, I like crazy.
But I think that's what attracts people more. They're like, oh, you can't be that crazy until you really do that crazy thing. And then you're like, fucking see, I told you.
Yeah.
So what's the craziest thing that they actually left? And you're like, see, told you I was crazy.
No one's left.
No one's left. They're all stayed. So you're the one that runs away?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
No, I don't call guys. That's my biggest problem is, like, I just don't call them. So it's always, like, I'm with someone, and then my ex will be popping up out of nowhere.
So you're a serial ex repeater.
I just stay friends with my exes, but I realize you can't because their intention is not to actually be your homeboy.
So when's the last time you had sex with an ex?
Bro, like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. That's good. It's not 2 days ago. It's not last week. It's even not two months ago. It's not.
Nah, why? Because 2 years is like, that's in the past. 2 days ago is like, that's now.
Yes.
What about you?
It happens. It's not about me. It's about you, damn homie. We're about to get a lot deeper. But Truth with Texas is coming. I'm just warming you up and getting those feelers coming out just to see where we are going. What is your social media weakness?
I love, what is that called? Mukbang? Where they
mukbang?
Eat. Yeah. Mukbang, and where they whisper like, oh, this potato.
Do you like it because of like in a like an arousal type of situation, or like just because you, it's like soothing where you like what does it do for you?
I get high and then I'm like, what do I want to eat? But I don't know. So I look at these people eating these random like.
It doesn't make you hungrier?
Yeah, it gives me an idea of what to order. But my problem is I'll order like food at 4 in the morning. And then I'll
But you're so tiny, it doesn't look like it shows at all.
No, I'm the munchie queen.
The munchie queen? I like that.
I've always had like pizza bagels, crackers, cheese, just like random munchie things that you see a 12-year-old have. 12-year-olds shouldn't be smoking, but you know, they did.
What moment do you wish you could relive and even change if you could?
A lot.
We'll give you some time to think about it.
Oh, this is gonna be dramatic. We're gonna start crying right now.
Sometimes crying is good. It means you let it out. It means that you know, you're healing from it, or you've moved on from it, if you can talk about it and release it.
I think one thing I would take back is probably certain people, you know, you meet, and it's like I try to find the good in people when I'm dating them. And sometimes I make shit up because it's not even there.
You like surpass the red flags because you're like, I either A, want to fix this person, or I just love them so much and I don't really care.
Yeah. When instead you just like, we're constantly trying to change people. And there was, you know, one person who, instead of changing, I almost wish I would have just accepted them for who they were, because I feel like I could have learned a lot from them. So that's one thing I could take back, because I think my biggest issue was always dating people who, it's like they wanted to help and they would suggest things like, oh, maybe you should do this, wear shoes, or wear heels sometimes.
Like in that kind of overbearing way, or just being suggestive way? Because there's some people that just like to, you know, can do those things in a leisurely way because they care. And then some people are doing it in a very dominant way where it's like they're taking over parts of your life that you're just like, hold on, wait a minute. Did I just agree to this whole relationship? And who am I right now?
Yeah. No, I took it like it was dominant, like it was being forced on me when it was just suggestions. My thing is like, I don't take anyone's advice but my father. So for me to date someone and take their advice, I feel like, are they trying to change me?
Okay. So you have a lot of walls up. You don't want to be changed. You want to, is it looking for like this particular thing that you
No, I'm almost saying I almost wish I was more open when I was with this person, because I feel like I could have learned more.
Okay.
That I'm
so you were more reserved open. That you mm-hmm. feel like now if you could have gone back now having that same relationship, you would have probably, things would have worked out differently.
We still would have not been together. We still would have broken up, but I think we would have broken up on some friendship shit,
and not. So it would have been amicable.
Yeah. Okay. And it would have been less like immature and less like arguments.
Less breaking stuff. Less crying. Less screaming.
It's okay sometimes to just accept people for who they are instead of making this guy your husband. It's like, that's fun guy. He's the guy you have fun with. Enjoy him for now until you meet your man.
Me and my girlfriend, we always say it's a relationship, not the relationship. And I think that a lot of people forget that. It's because we do, you know, with life, you know, in general, especially with everything going on with the pandemic this last year, people didn't know what to do. So people clung on to things. Some people rejected things. Some people did their own, you know, things, but it did a lot of like self, I think, inner work for a lot of people, especially myself, was because what do you really want? What are those hard questions that you have been too busy to really deal with, that you're just surfacely talking to people, whatever? And those are the questions that you ask, is that, could I have done this differently, or would it have mattered, this, whatever? But it's like learning yourself about yourself. And I feel like that's what about learning and, you know, communicating with people and just talking about your feelings is what one way of learning what not to do next time around.
Yeah.
So what about your dating life now? Are you single? Are you dating? Are you in entanglement? What do you have going on right now, Dan, homie?
Right now, just chilling.
Single, ready to mingle, or just single, working on your content? Single, are you out there? Are you on these dating apps? There's like these Tinder, Bumbles, just dating circles with friends.
Bro, we can't be on dating apps even if we wanted to. The second you make a profile, they're going to report your shit being fake, and they're going to say a celebrity is trying to like, I promise you, I try to make an eHarmony for content. And they deleted my page within 24 hours.
But is that something that you feel like you're ready to in your life right now, if you wouldn't be able to... I guess, not alienated, but like, kind of like typecasted. Like they like don't let you go on there at all. So would that be something that you'd be open to? Or maybe is it something that you normally find people that you date, that friends introduce you to them? Or are you looking for someone, male, female? What's going on in your life?
I think this year is the year where it's best to be single. And this is when I'm going to get all my goals accomplished, because...
So this is a year about you.
Yeah. Because everyone's.
Have you been? Are you a serial dater in your past? I mean, I don't really know. I've never
been single in my life.
You've never been single. So is this
relationship to relationship?
Recently broken up?
Yeah. No, it's been broken up for a minute, but you know.
What is a minute to you? A month? A year? We're going back to this timeline.
A minute is like 6 months.
Okay, so newly, it's fresh.
Yeah, but because I think the year started and everyone just started getting wifed up. Everyone got a girlfriend, like because people.
Was this you yourself too?
Including myself.
Including yourself. You got wifed up. You got in the turmoil of everything going on. Yeah. So what happened during that? Is this the relationship that you're talking about where it's like you wish you could have met them a little bit later on or just an experience learning lesson?
It's more like I finally realized who the person is and I like who they are. Just, you know.
Wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. Yeah. But I still have them in my life and I care about them and stuff. Just.
Respectfully. I mean, at this point, too, it's like we're adults enough to be, it's like nothing needs to be crazy, like temper tantrum, whatever. It's just be like, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, just doesn't work out.
Yeah. Because I've already had so much, you know, so many bad relationships. It's like, I think this year I just want to be alone. But every time I say that, I want to be single this year. And just that's like,
that's when the magnets come out. And then it's just like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, and it's always someone that you're like, no, you're gonna ruin my life, but okay, I'm
bored. That's why now it's up to you. You're talking a private talk and you're letting us know too, so you gotta now do the work. You have to be like, you know what, maybe even if that person comes that you want to just casually date, don't date one person exclusively. Start doing stuff for you, doing your inner work. What makes you feel good? What are your hobbies? What are you liking to do? And like, and let those people come and attract to you, because that's what you right now. You may not be ready for those people, but when you're done working on yourself in like 6 months to a year, that man or woman, whoever is tickles your fancy, is going to come into your life at the right time.
Yeah. Imagine, that would be interesting if my next person was a girl.
It could be. That's why for me, I feel like it's, I don't know if you've ever been, have you been with a female before?
No, nah, I've fucked with two bitches before, but like I've never dated anyone.
Like you've like had one with your like your boyfriend or something like that, or just like kissing girlfriends in a club, like what kind of extent?
Like the first time, I think it was my homegirl, but she was like drop dead gorgeous, like a penthouse pet, blonde, Russian, no ass, no boobs.
Does that matter to you? Is like the whole like Russian making the, or? No, like just the Barbie doll appeal, like look, like being super over like, you're just hot, like where it'd be like somebody could be kind of mediocre, but they have these things about them that makes them hotter. Like, is that matter to you? Like, you're, because with me, at first, surfacely, I was only attracted to women by their looks. It was very pig-headed. It was very like nothing about it until I started to like actually do scenes with women, and then it was like, okay, I like this about women, or I don't. Kind of, you know, it's kind of like navigating through the pond of women fields.
Yeah, it's always been looks with women. Mm-hmm. With men, it's always personality.
Yes,
like I don't care what you look like, just be a man. Like, mm-hmm. You have to be a certain, like, drink.
You don't
honey,
want no bitch. You don't. Yes. That's happened once.
The zombie before. Alarm.
I think that just means our conversation was way too hot, because here at Private Talk, we're getting hotter and hotter and hotter. But you never know. Yes. But, so let's talk about it.
What was the question?
We're talking about you and the whole, like, female pond, how you're not out of the table. You know, you're not, you know, but if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, the first time it was, like, it was my homegirl, and the second she started eating me out, I don't know if I was too.
So it went or, all the way there.
That's
it wasn't
not all
just,
the way. I think all the way is like you know, dildos or like it, we didn't even, nothing got inserted. It was just her eating me out, and.
But that's still sex to some people. Is if that you sex? If you had a partner, I'm sure that they would consider that sex.
No, because if my man just eats me out, like, and then
so
I.
So if your man, if your man ate out another chick, you'd be okay with it.
Hell fucking no.
Okay, well then there you go. Then that's
it's different. I think a girl.
But that's stereotypical, and that's not fair.
That is stereotypical.
You gotta think about it both sides.
If a woman does it to me.
But why doesn't that count?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. I've had it twice, and I just.
But I'm not saying that it's wrong, because I mean maybe your partner doesn't, but maybe your partner doesn't care either. But there, I mean, but it is still in actuality sex. You're not going as far as penetrating now and doing like actually putting fingers or anything like that. It was just what your level at that time went to.
Nah, I was like 20.
But in retrospect, you got to think about it. If somebody, and even if you were with a girlfriend, say me and you were in girlfriends, right? And you were out at a party. And you're like, hey, some girl just ate me out, but she didn't put her fingers in me, bitch. I'd be mad.
That's cheating.
Exactly.
If you're in a relationship. Okay, that's why I guess I don't look at it that way, because I'm not in a relationship. It's always like a one-time thing with a woman.
Okay.
But with a man, I don't know. I couldn't do that.
So could you just have a man eat you out and not have sex with him?
All the time.
All the time.
That's like normal. Like to me, that's a normal date. Like you should eat me out.
That's a normal date?
Yes. Like, my man, he got to eat me out 10 times before I even do anything with him, first of all.
10 times?
Yeah, because you got to get to the
You're level. Like the Energizer Bunny. I like this.
Yeah. Because it's like, bro, they're not good and you have to teach them. So it's going to take at least 10 times. And I'm not having sex with someone that can't.
Oh, okay. You mean like 10 times to actually make it right? I thought you meant 10 times in that night. And I was like, damn, like, girl.
You can get it right the first time, but they never do. So
how do you, if you had a new man, how would you teach him how to eat your pussy right? What do you tell them? What kind of school do they go to? The damn homie school?
I give them a minute, and as they're doing, I'm not.
And you're like, no, your tongue, you're fucking up. No, lay your tongue flat. Don't fucking do that tongue little twirl
That's
thing.
That's literally what I do. But they take it, like, some of them, they really get upset. Like, what are you, like, telling me what to do for? But my thing's like, I wouldn't have to tell you what to do if you knew what you were doing. Like, who are you?
Has anybody ever gotten up and been like, bitch, I'm out of here?
No.
No. I feel like I'd be like, let me eat your pussy, and if I'm horrible at it, then let's talk. No. But I feel like, I don't know if I would like to be directed, but I'm a rebel without a cause. If you tell me what to do, I'm going to do it slightly different just because I want to.
If you know what you're doing, I'll shut the fuck up. But you know,
have you ever had that situation?
Someone knew what they were doing?
Yeah.
Once? Yeah. Bro,
can you tell us about the story?
Wait, we didn't even finish about the lesbian part yet.
They're all getting good.
That's true. Honestly, the only person that's ever done it good was this one guy who everything was just perfect about him. It was like, we haven't had sex yet, but his dick was huge. The head was like the best that I've ever had in my life, but it just seemed too good to be true. And it always is. So I think his phone was like ringing at 1 a.m. and I'm high as fuck. So I answered and I'm like, yo, whoever this is, you got a girl now. You could stop calling. That's my dick now. And this bitch goes, it's his wife. I'm like, what?
Skeet.
Like, did you know he was married? No. You know he had a child?
Do you care? No.
No, I care. I was like, bro, I didn't know. Like,
but at that time, you're already done it. So it's not like I'm saying as far as you don't care at all. But you're like, it's not changing what just happened.
My thing is, why are you guilt tripping me? I didn't fucking know this. Like,
is he freaking out at this moment or is he still eating you out?
He's sleeping.
Oh, shit.
He was like sleeping. And she goes, wake him up. He needs to come home. I'm like, bro, this bitch doesn't even care. He's cheating. She just wants him home. So I fucking punch him in his face. And I'm like, yo, get up. It's your wife. And he gets mad at me for answering his phone.
I mean,
but you were gonna raw dog me, like,
oh yeah, you know, there's a lot of
and the only thing that stopped me that night from doing anything is because I literally caught my period right before we were gonna have sex, right after he beat me out. So
he like, did he get his red wings?
I said, wait a week.
No, but did he get his red wings?
What's the red wings?
Red wings means when they're eating you out and you get your period.
Oh, I think so, yeah. A little bit. Like a little bit drizzled in his mouth. It had to. It did. All right, it did.
I love it. You're welcome. I love it. Hey, I mean, you're honest, and that's what I love about it. It's about being raw and it's being honest. And the thing is he's the one who's in the wrong. He shouldn't be fucking taking his mouth in places it shouldn't be.
Yeah, my homegirl who got kids, she was like, I'd be tight as fuck if my baby daddy was out eating some bitch and not even fucking her.
That means he's really mad. He's having a really bad situation if that's all that's happening.
Yo, so I kicked him out. And then after that, he kind of like started showing up at my apartment, like begging me to forgive him that he was going to get a divorce. So I had to move. So that's why I moved from Brooklyn. That's why I live in the Upper East Side now, because I didn't want nobody knowing
Thanks,
my address.
Thanks, asshole. Thanks for ruining it, you red wing motherfucker.
I live in my dream apartment now, so thank you, actually.
Oh, it was a blessing. Never mind. Take it back.
Yeah, and he lives with his baby mom somewhere eating her period pussy, so, you know.
Is this something that you like a lot, like having your pussy eaten on your period?
No. Because
some girls get, like, really horny on their period. I do, but I get really creeped out about blood. If I see it, I'm like, I'm shameful of myself.
No, I get hornier, but I don't have sex when I'm on my period now.
Like, see, the porno way is like, girls, you just put a sponge in and then it just happens and nobody really knows.
It's okay, so how do you get that sponge out afterwards? Because everyone's keeps talking about the sponge that's like...
I mean, it's not like a point, you just take it out the same way, you know, like...
There's no string, so it's like, I gotta really go in there?
Yeah. I mean, I hope that you're not reaching in your fucking organs and pulling out. But the thing is there has been a few times that when it's really big, you know, sometimes it gets stuck up behind something, you know, it shouldn't. But, you know, it's always been
I just don't, like.
Okay. Like, I mean, like, I've had porn sex. Like, when we were in porn, like, I remember being on a porn set and I got my period. And I was new. And then they were like,
what do?
You use a sponge. So, like, they're telling me this stuff, and they're like, you're not sick. You can't call in sick. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just bleeding. So you put a sponge in, and you fucking go about your day, and you do a scene like a motherfucking champ, and I'll call it a day.
I like that.
And yeah. So
I like it.
So no, with prefer, me, most times, like with guys, like if I'm really horny, because I get horny, I can't necessarily like let them go down on me when I'm on my period that way, but I still get horny. So I'll put a sponge in and nobody fucking knows. There's been one time that maybe somebody has known, but not ever.
You've never like did it on some like fuck you shit, like, oh, you know what, he's pissing me off, let me let him type of shit.
Eat my pussy, yeah, while I'm on my period.
That's why I did it. It was all some like, ah, fuck you, like, go fuck
it. For me, when it comes to like, I'm a big fuck you about a lot of things, but that I couldn't fuck them about that.
I like that.
Like for me, I'm just like, yeah, and then I gotta look at you, and it'll be never the fucking same. So like, it's very visually different. Well, no, this is
not a man you're ever gonna kiss afterwards.
True, true, but true. Different strokes, right, for different folks.
I'm never doing that again. That was just a one-time thing, and I feel like he really deserved it. Like, I should have farted in his mouth, actually.
Have you ever farted in anybody's mouth?
No, but I will eventually.
Is that something that turns you on, or is that something that you want to, like, pass the line with, like, a couple goals type of hashtag thing?
I think it's more of, like, I'm a guy on the inside. I was, like, born a man, somehow ended up in a woman's body.
Nice. Like, so if you had a dick for a day, what would you do with it?
I'd fuck, like, all the bad bitches I know.
So would you be out there whoring your dick around, or would you be like, how would you structure like the whole 24 hours with your dick? You only have one.
Bad bitch.
So you're doing, you're running trains. Or would you have a hit list that you already were like, yeah, I want to fuck these bitches and then go after them?
Yeah, I'm going after every top bitch on Instagram. All the bitches that's fucking the rappers. I'm fucking every bitch that's ever fucked Future. If I had a dick. I was a man, oh man, I'd... Like, but even now, like, the way I look at it is, for me to do things, it's like, I almost do it to degrade them. The same way they try to, like, degrade us. I don't like to be degraded during sex, but
yeah,
I almost do it to them on some fuck you shit.
Have you ever worn a strap-on? You have a very, like, you know, alpha mentality. I feel like you could, like, you know, fuck a bitch up with, like, a strap-on.
Nah, I've never, I don't even have dildos, like, in my house. Like,
no dildos.
No.
So how do you masturbate?
With my hands.
That's it.
Yeah, because when I stopped using a vibrator, actually, my shit got mad sensitive, so it's way better, I think.
How often were you using this vibrator?
Like, every day, 3 times a day.
What was this vibrator's name? I know you named it.
Julie.
You're like, I don't know, Julie.
I don't know, Julie.
Yeah, that's funny.
This bitch died after a while.
Julie died on you?
Yeah, that's so instead sad. Of getting me a new one, because I felt weird going there and buying one.
Why are you embarrassed to go to a sex store and be like, hey, I masturbate, I'm being healthy and safe, let me find a toy for my pussy?
I don't know, because I think I'm going to be sad. Like, yo,
why
I can't
Why are you
going to
be sad?
Dick.
Because
like,
all the dicks are around you? What? Because why? Because
it's like, bro, it's all these dicks, but they're all, I don't want them. It's like.
But see, but that's why they say, like, sometimes when you got to, like, release
tension.
Your orgasm before you go out, because you think smarter. Because for me, sometimes when I'm sexually frustrated, I can be a real bitch. And sometimes I just don't think about things clearly. But when I'm getting fucked really good, I'm on point.
I'm in such a, yo, that's true. Because when I was bitching at everybody, my manager's like, yo, you need dick. Like,
no, it's true. And that's the thing is, like, you replace the dick with the good vibrator or dildo. Me, I'm more of like a vibrating sensation person. If I'm going to get something inserted inside me, I want it to be a dick. So for me, I get the whole like aspect of, you know, that part of it. But for me, I still need to get it off. Yeah. And I definitely, and sometimes there's times I get fucked and when they leave, I still get off with my vibrator. It's just like that one more time scenario.
Yeah. Now I should do that. I should have done that this morning, actually. As soon as
you should have watched one of my movies and you should have just masturbated. It would have been great. You wouldn't have been able to look me in the eye.
The vibrators, because it's like, but I watch a lot of porn. Like, don't think it's just my hand and I'm thinking about like my ex or nothing. It's literally, I could only watch Girl on Girl. I don't know why, but I feel like the guys kind of ruin it almost. Like Girl on Girl.
So you like lesbian porn?
Yeah. But in real life, I'm not like.
Like lesbian, like romantic porn, or lesbian, like strap on toys and things going on.
Just it has to just be like, just I guess romantic. It can't be too like aggressive. Like,
have you watched an Alexis Texas porn?
Yes,
you have.
I think everyone has.
Everyone has. They should private talk. You should be out there watching and supporting. You know, OnlyFans is the only place you can really find me now. But yes, support the big booty. Yes. So speaking of your OnlyFans. Speaking of all your social media things, let's talk and let's drop those before we get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. Where can we find you? Where can we support you? Let's hear it all.
Everything's just DamnHomie11, Instagram, YouTube, and you can find me in your man's apartment, I guess.
Hey, you heard it. One thing you don't know about me, I don't sleep well. My mind races because of all the years of late night appearances. I'm just always up and I can't decompress. So I found Sunday Scaries and it works for me. It helps me kind of decompress from my day and get a good night's sleep. To prove it to you, I got 25% off for all my fans. Go to sundayscaries.com and use my promo code PRIVATETALK and you get 25% off. They're amazing and I know you'll love them. All right, Private Talk, are you ready for Truth with Texas? Because I know I am. We've been warming up these questions. We've been hitting some, some questions have already been answered, so I got some new ones to pull out for you. So the concept of the game is Truth with Texas. There's four cards here. Each ace was a different suit, and each suit means a different type of question. We're going to go through all of them, and we're going to get a little bit more personal. All right, here we go. Ace of Spades. All right, so the Ace of Spades here at Private Talk. Truth with Texas is a naughty question. They're all a little naughty. They're all a little spicy. But our naughty question for you is, oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Ever made a woman squirt? No. Have you ever squirted?
No.
Ever used a toy during intercourse?
Yes.
What is this toy? Was her name Julie?
Julie. It was a waste of time. It was like too much going on and he wasn't helping. So I'm like, forget it.
Favorite place to have sex?
Oh, that I have already?
Yes.
My kitchen.
Your kitchen?
Because I don't use it for nothing.
Bent over on the counter?
Yeah.
Up on the counter? Everywhere on the counter?
Bent over on the counter.
Does size matter?
Yeah, it can't be too big.
It can't be too big, but it could be long and skinny, short and fat?
No, it just got to be fat and like medium.
Medium or medium?
Medium.
Medium is okay?
Yeah.
Medium is okay?
Like, I don't mind smaller. Just it can't be too big because I don't want my like organs moved. I don't want to be in pain when I'm having sex. I'd rather be smaller because I could do more. And it's easier to get
I don't think I've ever heard someone say that. I don't want it smaller because I don't want my organs moved.
Nah, if you've ever had sex and it hurt afterwards, I don't want that.
I mean, I've had it have hurt in like a good way, but not in a bad way. Actually, like I can't say that it's not in a bad, not bad way. Because in porn, sometimes it'd be even, not even the biggest person, but the way they'd fuck you'd be so like opened up to the camera, they're like fucking you sideways and that doesn't really feel good.
Yeah, maybe it's just the fact that they're just doing it wrong.
I think they're just doing it wrong. Yeah, damn. Big dick sometimes, even the biggest ones, I never felt sore and it just felt great.
And it's like the guys with smaller dicks, it's like they try harder.
Ever been attracted to your partner's best friend?
No. Once I pick somebody, it's like, their friends look disgusting.
One night stand, has it happened?
No. I tried and then we ended up together.
You're a serial dater.
The only reason I'm not having any more one night stands is because it's gonna be in a relationship. So it's like,
and we're saying single this year. This is all about you. Work single. Work time.
Exactly.
Work time. Private Talk is listening.
Accomplish these goals, man.
Doggy or missionary?
Doggy. I don't want to look in their eyes.
Don't look at me in my eyes. Don't do it. Don't
Stop
do
looking
it.
At me.
Is it because you're not that turned on or you just feel awkward, like an awkward moment in sex, like you don't want to get the eye contact?
It's like, more like, oh man, like why did I choose you? But I'm not going to realize that if I'm turning around and thinking about someone else that I actually care about.
So you think about other people while you're being fucked else.
I've done that, but I stopped because one time I did it with my ex and he wanted to get back together, but I was doing that on some like last time fucking type of thing.
And you were like envisioning someone else fucking you.
I was envisioning
you,
the guy
like,
I really wanted.
This is really the best time. And you're like, yeah, because it wasn't really you. I was thinking about.
Now my issue is that he's eating me out and we're about to have sex. And he goes, why do you look like you're thinking about someone else? And I'm like, how does he fucking know? Like,
Did you say I am?
Yeah.
Was he still hard inside of you?
No, we wasn't fucking yet. He was eating me out. We were about to have sex. And after that, I went downhill. He had to like leave my apartment and get a hotel.
Things got
emotional.
Yeah. He got emotional. I feel like a lot of men get emotional with you.
Because he brought me like a teddy bear and flowers to get back together. But I'm like, bro, but we're like, we've broken up and
over it.
I already fucked someone else. Like, I don't want to get back together.
So once you fucked somebody else, it's done.
I can't go back.
Because women are very much if like once we're already done in a relationship, we've already done for a while. And then you just put the nail in the coffin and now we're really done.
Because I've been done and not done. But once you know when you hit that point.
Craziest booty call story.
I have craziest booty call. I think I met up with let me think. Wait, let me come back to this question.
We want to pause it?
Yeah.
Craziest booty.
I'm going to think of a good one.
Okay. I feel like you have a good one. We're going to pick another card. We're going to leave that one on the ice.
I don't play cards. What is this, diamond? Of
that is Aces? A diamond. So it's a spicy question. What is something that's completely off limits in the bedroom that you're not willing to try, or you've tried and you don't want to revisit?
I'm not open. I'm not really big on anal, and I don't want no, like, I'm not eating a man's ass ever.
So have you ever eaten a man's ass? No, Why won't you eat his ass?
Because a man's ass doesn't look too clean, and like everybody wants to take shits in my house and shit. Like, and I just, no. I think that's one thing I shouldn't be near. I don't think
so. You've seen too many men take shits around you that you're like, I cannot eat any asshole.
I just feel like I'm not getting 3 hours worth of glam to be in someone's ass, like eating their ass.
Fair enough. Craziest place you've ever had sex?
Wait, I have, basketball. No, mental institution.
A mental institution. Were you committed, or was somebody else?
This is fun. My ex and me got into an argument, and he started doing this thing where he took a knife and was like slicing his arm.
Oh, he just did this thing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. So I called an ambulance because I thought he was going to die. I was like 18 years old. No, I was 19. Everything bad happened when I was 19. And the ambulance came. I didn't know that they have to take them in. Like to get evaluated because like
5150.
Yeah, but technically he wasn't doing this. Like that's the real way. He was doing this. Like this is like the calling for help, fake help.
Well, he was calling for help. You called an ambulance. What did you want them to do?
Yeah, I did what you asked.
So how did his dick come out and how did y'all fuck? What's going on?
Oh wait, okay. So he's in a mental institution. So I go to visit him, and while I'm there, I feel bad because you're here because of me. So I had to fuck him in his room. I'm like, I feel bad for you.
So you pity fucked him in a mental institution room?
Yo. I didn't realize how fucked up this was until I said
it out loud. I didn't see how fucked up it was until I just said it out loud. Sorry.
Well, shouldn't have been cutting yourself this way. Like, do it this way next time. You'll die before they get there. And he's married now. We're still friends. But he's a good guy.
Are you friends with his wife too?
No. I don't think she likes me very much.
I mean, if I was cutting myself for you too, I don't know if I would let my fucking, you know, a significant other be friends with somebody that really sent him down a path to be the
best. No, we're friends on some, like, we're cool. We don't need to hang out. Like, but if you ever call me and you need to ask me what restaurant that is I used to go to, you can. Stay away from me. Like, that type of
She's like,
cool.
This is a PSA, so if you're watching this, please say the fuck away.
Yeah, when I say cool, I mean stay away. But, you know, we're cool. I got nothing against you.
Stay far, far away. So you say you watch a lot of porn. What are your top 5 porn stars?
Alexis Texas.
Hey.
Jenna Hayes.
Oh, you got him.
Jenna Jameson.
Got him. Two more. It could be a guy. It could be a girl. It could be
girls.
Girls only.
Wait, what's that guy's name?
Oh, she's in a lesbian porn private talk.
He was like almost like a famous pumper. Brian, is that his name?
Brian Pumper? You like watching
him? I can't say I go out of my way to watch him. I think.
You like his scenes?
No. I
just know his name.
I just know his name. Is that what people do?
I just know a name. I'm going to search it on Pornhub and I'm going to do it.
It's like it sticks in people's mind, even if they've never seen a movie or they don't give a shit about you. I just want to know where he is. That's probably why I brought him up. Where is he? What's he up to?
You know, maybe I should do a segment being where the fuck are they segment, but I don't know where he is. I know the last thing that I knew about him,
It wasn't good.
It was like he was either soliciting girls on the train to do scenes. I guess, I don't really know. It's not horrible, but like they were of age or whatever. But it was just awkward and weird. Yeah. And there's just a lot of weird stuff. I don't really know. But
that's my top 3. I never really have like a top 5. But
okay.
To me, it's like.
I like it. I'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
So sex position you'd like to try?
I want to try. I feel like I've tried every sex position.
So you're like a sexual like master, like all those like what is that book called? The Kama Sutra book? You like tried them all? Are you a doggy girl? Are you like side mish? Are you like
I switch every like 2 seconds.
So what's your favorite?
Doggy.
Doggy? Because
you
don't look at them.
That's always the one I
am. Because you don't look at them.
For some reason.
Because you don't want to get your pretty makeup messed up, that's why you're like.
Or I like being on top. Because it's like I've realized that I've never had bad sex when I get on top, even for like 5 minutes because
you're in control.
Exactly. And once they get your rhythm, it's like they almost get on your type of wave. But before that, it's like, it's kind of.
So since you're such an alpha in your in real life, are you submissive in your sexual life?
Yeah.
Or do you like to like whip and bondage men as well? No. Or are you the one who likes to be like handcuffed and like subdued?
Hell fucking no. Do not ever try to. Yeah, I will. I mean, I would want Nah, I like.
So maybe that's something that would be your hell no in the bedroom. Yeah, you don't want to be handcuffed.
I don't want to be out of control.
No, like, blindfolding.
No, like I want. I like being submissive. Like a man should be in control, but if they don't know what they're doing, then that's when I have to get on top and be in control.
You're like, get the fuck out of the way. I got this. Move it.
But it takes a strong man to be with an alpha female, I think.
What is your fantasy threesome?
Like with anybody or?
Anybody. It could be two girls, two guys, a guy and a girl. It could be any
I'm open person? To do like a threesome.
Okay.
Cause
guy and a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you never done it?
No. So I would do it with,
I recommend it.
But the girl has to look like the opposite of me. I almost want her to
Well, that's
be
why
like,
you choose it. This is your fantasy ultimate time. Because for me, I'm like, it's like the best of both worlds. You get your kick and you eat it too.
Yeah, because the guy I was dating, it's like.
And you like your pussy eating. So you have a girl that eats really good pussy and someone's fucking you. He's really awesome. And it's like instant magic.
Yeah, but there's so many rules that come up almost like.
You can't have rules. It has to be out the window. You just
My
have to have a
would
fun
be don't
time.
Don't eat her out. But I would just assume my man would just know that.
But why?
Because that's like.
But you could eat her out again. We're being selfish again.
No, I'm not eating her out either.
She's homie.
She could suck your dick. She could eat my pussy. She could do. But it's almost like she's there to get fucked and leave almost.
Okay, that's kind of fair. That's fair. That's not fucked up.
You're fucking my man. Like,
but that. But that's the thing is. But that's your fair trade. Is like that's why if, you know it doesn't work for everybody. But some people have. I've known friends that have rules like that, or they'll be like, "Hey, you're only sucking dick and that's it. You're not even getting fucked."
But is that even going to be a good threesome if there's even one rule?
I mean, it wouldn't be my threesome particularly because I feel like the more rules you put on something, the more then it's just like I don't know. Not that for me, I like to establish ground rules. I don't need to like be specific as far as rules. You know what I mean? But I've also haven't had a lot of threesomes in my personal life. A lot of them are all acted out on camera. I've only had two in my personal life. And they were both, I mean, they're always a good time. But for me in the beginning, it was, because I was married in the industry before, it was about I had to pick the girl, and it wasn't because I didn't want him to more favor her than me. And not because it was, I mean, he's my husband, obviously, at the time, so it was like he would have been me. But it was like, in my mind, it was the first time that I allowed something like that to happen.
No, that's one thing I think we have to be in control.
It's establishing, you know, your boundaries and your comfortability level.
Fuck anything.
And that's the thing is, because you don't want to feel that insecurity when you're not there. And then I think that's what makes Because
if he picks her, I'll be like, where the fuck did he find her? Is this a bitch he's been wanting to fuck?
Now you're thinking too much. Yeah. Now you're going, you're taking it, and you're throwing it down a hallway, and you're taking it some other direction. We're going to steer us back. We're going to go back to the good threesome. So do you know your booty call story yet? We put it on ice for a second. Are we still putting it on ice?
My booty call story will be, I'm talking to this guy for like a month. Like we're on the phone maybe 12 hours a day. And then finally we're going to meet in real life. And we got into an argument the second we fucking met.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like over the pettiest shit. I think I just got mad because he didn't want to.
Were you hungry?
Always. But that's not why. It was more like it was us meeting for the first time. So I expected him to get out the car. And
politely, as you should.
Yeah, but he had his driver open the door. So the second I got in the car and he's like, oh, you know, he got a blunt in one hand, a cup of Henny in the other hand, and rapper mode and shit. And I'm sitting there. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? You think you're just gonna like sit here and not even get out? Like, be a fucking gentleman. Got into a biggest argument. And I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. He went to drop me back off. And he's like, no, don't leave. Like, don't let everything get fucked up over one mistake. And I should have ran. But I was like, you know what?
Red flags.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. And I went to chill with him. And I got so fucked up. I got like, I don't smoke and drink, but I
drank. You drank that Hennessy, like you said. It was the brown girl.
Hennessy. Like a lot. We kept taking shot after shot. I'm smoking. I was so fucked up. I said, I might as well take a Xan. Mm. And that's why I said.
Great choice at that time.
Yo,
you
the
know?
Worst
just
thing I could have did. Like, and I did it. And like, we had sex like the first day we met. And
did you throw up on his dick?
No.
Have you ever thrown up on a dick?
My first time.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My first boyfriend. I threw
like
up on
chunks
his dick.
Or like lightly? Like
lightly. Yeah. Like I think the first time I had, like I tried to swallow. This is why I never swallowed again in my life. It's because he came in my mouth and. Literally, I tried to get it down, and it started coming back up, and I'm like, blah, all over. So after that, I said, yeah, swallowing's maybe not for me.
So it wasn't really like you were gagging on it. You got cum, and it probably tasted bad, and it made you throw up. So that's not your fault.
No, that was his fault, because I was a virgin. So it's like, you should have warned me. Like
virgin mouth.
Yeah. Oh, so how does the story end? It ends with me, like, arguing with him all day the next day, and then I booked a flight to leave, and right before I left, there was like a party going on. So I came downstairs with like a fitted on, a hoodie, like ready to fight whoever he was talking to. And
why, if you were already leaving at this time? You just like to fight, girl.
I just like to leave with a bang. Like, if I'm arguing with someone, it's like, I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna really leave and have them hate
me. So was there a girl, or did you not have to fight?
I didn't even have to fight, because the whole point of this is, like, it was me arguing with him constantly, not believing that he was really a good guy. And the whole time, he actually was. He was doing everything he said he was, and I was wrong.
So do you feel bad about it?
No.
So you want to tell him, you want to apologize to him right now if he's listening?
I don't really apologize. He knows that, you know, my thing is, I think a lot of times we just, we think a man's doing wrong. And for some reason, I always think a man's doing wrong and they're not. And I end up feeling stupid later. Like,
but yeah. I feel like, and you know, it's also a personal like checking system too, especially I've done a lot of like evaluating yourself this year. A lot of people obviously have, but it's like, that's a you problem. That's not a him problem, because that's your insecurities. And it's unfortunate that somebody in your past relationships probably made you feel that way. And there's some insecurity that you don't feel secure about that individual, but it's not something he did. It was something from the past. Yeah. And that's what it's hard to like a pillow swallow. You're like, well, damn, it's me. It's not really, you know, because it's the hard realization is there are good men out there. You know, there definitely is. And there's good women, but it's also, you know what I mean? But it's also, that's not fair as either. So I always try to hold people accountable for what they did to me and not from what my ex did to me, because that's not fair either. They're not in that relationship and shouldn't do the time for the crime that they didn't commit.
Yeah. I think after that situation, I'm open to now whoever I date, like, just
that he's going to be a good guy. You're going to be hopeful to it until he fucks up, and then you're going to be like, and then that's a problem.
Yeah, but I'm not going to
let them hang themselves first, girl, and then, you know, and then fuck them up. Exactly. Then get that hoodie on and fuck them all up.
Yeah, not day two.
All right, Clover. So it's kinky question. What's the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
5.
How many times have you masturbated in one day?
5. 5 is my limit.
The 5's the limit? That's it. Do you have any fetishes?
I've always wanted to have sex in a staircase or in a sauna for some reason. Because it's like, sauna, is where are you going to find a sauna that you could just have sex with? Almost.
You don't think that you would like overheat and pass out from all like the like overstimulated things? I'm a hot person, so like hot yoga, I can't even do. Yeah. Like, so I feel like if I were to fuck in a sauna, I'd probably be like, I'm going to pass the fuck out.
I don't know. It's just the fact that it's like sweaty. It's hot in there. And the staircase, only because I seen this one porn of 2 girls, and they just randomly just started eating each other on the staircase. And it happened for no reason. It was just the most
weird. The music, you know, it's just that porno music, and it's like
we're so horny, we can't wait to go home. Like, we can't even, we have to do it right now. Like, so, staircase, but I don't know. That's it for now.
You like the spontaneous part of, like, you know, if it happens, it happens. If there's a balcony, we can do it.
Balcony is the one thing I'm afraid of.
Just going out on a balcony or having sex on a balcony?
Because I'm like, people are really watching you. Like,
that's the point. They can't see you or get to you, but they can like see that what you're doing. So it's like that adrenaline rush.
No, I almost want to do it, but have no one see me. Like, there's porns that they cover everything. They're having sex in the middle of the street, but they're in a box. Mm. That's like, you know what I'm talking
about? So you want some privacy, but you want people to see it afterwards.
Like, I want to have sex in Times Square. I just don't want no one seeing me do it. Kind
of
like
I mean, I hit my tits out in Times Square. I did free the nipple in Times Square, but I definitely, having sex in Times Square would definitely be a big.
That would be fire.
Yes, illegal at all costs. Yeah. But you know,
I just don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to Bookings.
What's the last dirty dream you had?
I don't know. All my dreams are about me getting like murdered or falling off a building. So I don't really have like sex dreams.
That's not sexual, but that's a dirty dream, but not the dirty kind.
I think I just imagined everything that happened with my ex, but everything went right this time.
Do you like golden showers?
No, I've never had no one piss on me, but I'm open to pissing on someone just out of the fact that I could say I pissed on you.
It's fun. It's empowering.
Is it?
It is.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's very like you just feel like you have a cape on, but not. It's different.
I got it. If I could piss in their mouth, it would be better, though.
That I've done that, too. It's kind of fun, too. I made him drink it. It was fun. Goals. All right, last one we have. The Ace of Hearts. It's a romantic question. What is a secret sexual fantasy that you have?
Almost like breaking into my apartment and like pretend like you're fucking robbing me and shit, which you're not.
It's like sleep creep, but different.
Yeah, like be creepy and shit, but like, you know.
I like it. Ever given head while driving?
Me driving?
Someone else driving.
I've given roadhead, but my goal is to get roadhead. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I want to be driving and have the guy eat me out.
Have you ever had sex while the person was driving?
No, that's one thing. It's
dangerous.
It's uncomfortable. I tried. Biggest
turn on.
A man that tells the truth.
Hey,
just kidding. I want the truth.
We like the truth here at Private Talk. Yes, we fucking.
A man
do.
With clean sneakers.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Foreplay or sex? I think I know your answer.
Sex.
But if you had to do one or the other, you could only have one. You have the all foreplay?
I need foreplay. All sex. Well, it's head included in foreplay. Is that
yeah,
sex?
That's foreplay.
I thought you said it was sex.
Well, for this question, it's foreplay and sex.
No, I need to fuck.
You gotta fuck.
Yeah.
Lingerie or naked?
Naked.
Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Favorite place to be kissed?
My vagina.
And the last question for Truth with Texas is, first thing that sexually attracts you to somebody?
Their smile, their laugh. Like, you could tell a lot about a person, like, just off, like, what they laugh at and
so
how.
So what they laugh at, not how they laugh. What if they have a fucked up laugh? Is
I love it.
For you? It's going to be awkward.
I love
like
just
it?
Anyone that's, like, what a smile. Like, they're automatically, you know, it's a good vibe. Like, so just their vibe. I think everything's a vibe.
We're all about the vibes here. We love your vibe. Thank you again for coming on Private Talk. Thanks for coming and playing Truth with Texas. Please tell us your social medias again so we can support you and follow you.
Me 11 everywhere.
That's right. Private Talk, she said. Everywhere. Make sure you go and follow her. Make sure you like this episode, subscribe, and until next time.